It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Mike, you look like you have something to get off your chest.
I wasn't going to talk about it. I wasn't going to get into it, but you know what? I think we have to.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Nevin. Well, actually,
I'm not liking this already,
you,
by
you
the way.
Shouldn't. The population at large, I just want to let you know. Okay, everybody uses Facebook. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is, you know, the cool thing. It's like, you know, it's sort of totally replaced MySpace, you
no,
know,
definitely.
All this stuff. You know, okay. Now, you know, I was around Facebook when it didn't have all this fancy schmancy stuff like statuses, you know, and like becoming a fan of things. I was around Facebook at the very beginning.
What did it have at the very beginning?
Your wall and your picture and your information. That was it.
It was kind of like Twitter.
It kind of sucked. Yeah. But anyways, okay. But okay. Now this whole status thing, the whole liking thing, you know, the idea is that, you know, people post things like, hey, people post things like, man, I really liked that show last night or whatever, you know, NP. Or like, I love the fact that the Lakers kicked, you know, the Magic's, you know, butt. And they say, I like this.
They
have the option to click and say, I like this.
Yes.
Okay. Now, typically what it is you like someone else's status. But Nevin, the other day, you posted something. I don't even remember what it was. It was so trivial. It was so, I mean, whatever. It was almost like a Twitter-worthy, you know, post. I mean, it was like, I'm going to the store to get some stuff for, you know, some Hot Pockets or something, whatever. And then you liked your own status. You clicked, and Nevin Barich likes this.
And, I did.
Yes. And I just remember liking it as well for some reason, because I like Hot Pockets. But then realizing, wait a second, you posted your own status and then immediately afterwards said that you liked it. Well, of course you liked it, Nevin. It's your own status. And see, there was a great discussion about this. If you guys are friends with Facebook, I'm not going to name names. Not going to get into it. But needless to say, we realized this is like the beginning, Nevin, of a really bad slippery slope into the realm of douchebaggery, where you're gonna start. You know, it's scary, man.
Oh, man.
It's scary. I mean, you know, you're gonna start wearing like, you know, hats that are tilted 10 degrees. You're gonna start popping your collar at work. You know, you're gonna.
Wait, what? What am I gonna do?
You know, you have the collar
up. Collar.
The collar.
Oh, the
yes.
Shirt collar.
The shirt collar.
I thought you meant like a person on the phone. I was like, what?
Yeah, no, no. You're also, you know, I mean, all of these things. It's just the first step.
Wow.
What do you have to say for yourself, Nevin?
Okay, a couple things.
Yes.
Number one, it was Lean Pockets, not Hot Pockets.
Okay, fine.
Number two, why shouldn't I say that I like when I'm writing? I'm a good writer. I'm a funny guy. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with taking pride in one's work.
Nevin, your work here was stating that you like Hot or Lean Pockets. See, this is the thing. I'm glad you like your own work. I do too. I don't feel the need to write about it so everyone can see it.
But, well, okay. Okay, but
yeah.
In response,
okay.
Me writing it
yeah.
really led to a great discussion, not just here, but outside of the podcast world, that I think, in the end, contributed more positives than negatives to people.
I completely agree. You know, this is the thing. I'm ribbing you on it because I've never seen anyone do it before.
Say they like their own thing?
Yeah, say that they like their on Facebook. I mean, you know, believe me. But I mean, I've seen people like their own things before, much worse than that. But I'm just saying that it just... It's funny to me because it's like, it made me think of a greater picture here with Facebook. That this is like sort of a faux pas somehow with Facebook. That like, you know, you don't like your own status, that no one ever does it. Why is that?
There's two things here that I want to bring up.
Sure.
One, that Facebook has gotten so big that now we have Facebook faux pas. That's scary.
I know.
That itself is an issue. It worries me. Because I think that, like, I love Facebook.
I do,
it's
too.
It's a great way to connect with people without taking so much time to connect with them, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
I think Facebook users know exactly what I'm talking about.
It makes reunions easier because you actually know things about people when you get there.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you can keep in touch touch with a larger variety of people without spending so much time via email or calls or texts and so
right.
forth.
Yep.
But so there's the issue. But number two, yeah, why shouldn't you like your own stuff? I mean, what is wrong with it, honestly? What's wrong with giving yourself the thumbs up and saying, yes, I like the fact that I bought plastic bags. Yes, I like the fact that I got the mail. Yes, I like the fact that I woke up at 7 a.m. because someone pulled the fire alarm. There's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion.
Okay.
And if I want to turn my hat 10 degrees
yes.
and pop my collar,
yes.
okay, again, what is wrong with that?
Well, that's a whole other podcast. We'll get into that. But let me just say, if anyone is wondering what the problem is with that, you can visit my maybe favorite website on the internet, www.hotchickswithdouchebags.com.
Hotchickswithdouchebags.com.
And you'll learn not that the 10-degree hat tilt is a bad thing on its own,
mm-hmm.
but where it can lead.
Okay. But just – and I have
sure.
not checked out this website.
Okay.
But just based on the name of the website –
yes.
Hot chicks. So if you got a guy who is turning his hat 10
yes.
degrees and he's with hot chicks, I think you're kind of arguing
okay.
against yourself.
No,
you're proving
the
opposite.
I just go to the website and you'll see that these hot chicks, and I did do the air quotes there, maybe not the people you want to hang out with the most. But
so they're trashy.
Often.
Okay. But some of our listeners may like that.
And if you do, all the power to you.
Yeah.
Go for it. The other thing, though, Nevin, that I need to get off my chest is something
There's
I don't.
More?
There is. It's been a hard week. keeping this all inside. I don't understand this. It was brought up somehow, and I think it was brought up on Facebook somehow. Again, you do a moo cow impression.
I do. What I think is a pretty decent imitation of a cow's moo.
Okay.
And
I just realized what moo cow that phrase.
Moo cow.
Is there like a cow that doesn't moo?
Well, here's what I learned about cows in my cow experience is that when you actually hear them make the sound, it doesn't really come out like a moo. And if you'd like, I'll demonstrate.
Please.
But let's talk about how it came up first.
Sure.
Is that I do a pretty good imitation of a cow's moo.
Okay.
And I was talking to a coworker of mine, at work recently, and I'm not sure how it got up in conversation, but I'd said, I do a pretty good imitation of a cow.
Mm.
And she didn't dare me. She didn't double dare me.
Okay.
She didn't triple dare me.
Okay.
She quadruple dared me.
Wow.
Quadruple dared me, Michael.
Wow.
To do the imitation of the cow in plain hearing of everybody in the office, just randomly. And I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
I didn't do it right away.
Yeah.
I did not do it right away. It was something because that was big. When you don't take a quadruple dare lightly.
I'm not sure I've ever been quadruple dare.
It was my first.
Wow.
My first quadruple dog dare, and I was admittedly a little nervous.
It was even a dog dare.
It was quadruple dog dare. I can't even say it.
Wow.
Quadruple dog dare.
Crazy.
To do an imitation of a cow
yes.
in plain hearing
yes.
of my coworkers,
yes.
and it's a small office, no more than 30 people, and I left the office for a second,
okay.
went to the bathroom,
yes.
and I'm going to be honest with you, I practiced in with a paper towel covered over my face, and the reason why was because I was afraid.
Oh.
I wouldn't be able to do it that loudly.
Sure.
Because, it's
sure.
one thing when I'm with you and I can, do the imitation. It's, I don't have to do it very loudly. I wasn't sure if it would carry.
Was there also any sort of performance anxiety?
There was a little bit.
I mean, that's
there was,
cool.
There was a little bit.
I'd be freaked out.
A little bit of stage fright. I don't get stage fright easily.
No.
You're an actor. You went to a liberal arts college. You understand where I'm coming from. And...
Man. I think that's number 63 in terms of the number of mentions in my liberal arts college.
Is it only 63? Well, I got to work on that.
Okay. Yeah, you do. Anyways, okay. So ahead.
So we go. So I come back in, and and me and my friend we're IMing, instant messaging, about this. She says, "You're ready?" And I said, "I can't believe I'm going to do this."
Okay.
And so I went ahead.
Wow.
What'd you think?
That was pretty damn good, actually, because you didn't do the. You didn't do the obvious thing. You didn't use the syllables.
And that's the
yeah.
thing. It's when you actually hear the cow make the sound,
wow.
he or she, well, cows are she's, right? Yeah. Yeah, because they milk, because there'd be bulls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds right.
Do bulls make the sound? I'm assuming. But okay.
You should learn it.
I should.
You could imitate a cow and a bull No, hanging out. On the same. Oh, never mind. Okay,
wait a minute.
Never mind.
Anyways,
damn. Okay, no.
They don't make that sound. They don't make the moo sound. You don't hear the syllables. They just go.
It's pretty good. You know the other. Let me just say, you can't see this at home or on your yacht or wherever you're listening to this, but I just want to say what I love about Nevin doing it. There's no expression. It is just stone face.
Is it? Yes. I don't know. I guess.
Yes. It's great. It's wow. Anyways,
I think because I have to kind of to get the proper sound, I have to kind of get into my little zone.
Yes.
And kind of block everything else out.
Oh man.
Wow. So yeah. So and here's the last thing I'll make about this cow moo.
Sure.
Is that my friend didn't think it was that good. She did not think it was that good.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Has she like ever seen a cow?
Well, here's the funny thing. Oh. I find out later she grew up with farm animals.
Maybe that's why.
Neighbors. Yeah, I guess. But it's just sort of.
She's got way too high standards then.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe.
I guess it's a little. Yeah, I was a little bummed about it. Yeah, because I put myself out there.
You did.
I put myself out there.
What are you going to quadruple dog dare her to do now?
I gotta think about. Let's you think do. About that. You and I over the next week or two. Let's come up with something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking bird calls myself.
Ooh, not bad. Yeah. Not bad. But, okay, we'll work on that. Okay. Yeah. Good. Good. I like that.
All right.
Well, we always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Leave us an email, or send us an email rather, to mikeandnev@yahoo.com, or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. And Mike, this week's letter comes from Mary, and she's writing us from Montecito, California. And she was listening to last week's podcast. We were talking about women's chest bumping, and we brought the idea. Yeah, very very important topic.
Yes, it is.
And we were talking about whether it hurt women more to do the chest bumping for obvious.
Anatomical.
I can't think of the word.
We've been doing this too long. Yes.
Anatomical reasons.
Yes, very good.
And she had some thoughts on that. And she writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, Mike, when you did the chest bump with the girl, it hurt her because of your lack of breast. When two women chest bump, it's typically okay because of the, shall we say, aforementioned padding. So in the future, if you yourself are going to do a chest bump with a female, just be aware of the differences in body type."
I understand.
Yes, I hope so.
Interesting.
And that's from Mary in Montecito, California, and I'm glad she clarified.
Wow.
I honestly wasn't sure how that worked.
That was a rather helpful and focused letter.
I like that.
That's very good. Usually we get people either despising us or loving us and asking to name things.
Right.
That was good.
This was good. This was educational.
Wow. Yeah, the other thing is that my pectoral region is I work out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not flabby by any means. I mean, so it would hurt too.
I don't think
too.
She was saying you were flabby.
No, I know she wasn't.
Don't.
I'm just saying that's an added thing to it. That there's not only no padding.
Mm-hmm.
It would hurt to just hit in general.
So you just want the female listeners to be aware that you have chest muscles.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? But anyways, yeah. But that's a good observation. I mean, okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
That helps a lot.
Wow.
Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Chess Muscles Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrich. It's Things That Matter.